This is VOA News via. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's Armed Forces Minister says Russia's strike on a hospital in Mariupol is a war crime and has accused President Vladimir Putin of waging a war against Ukrainian civilians. Officials in Mariupol say at least three people, including a child, were killed in the airstrike that destroyed a maternity hospital Wednesday. The city council says the victims included a female child. Ukrainian officials said at least 17 people were wounded in the attack. A Russian envoy to the United Nations denied the claims Thursday on Twitter, calling the accusations fake news. Washington warns of possible chemical weapon attacks by Russia in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The Biden administration is warning that Russia might escalate its attack on Ukraine with the use of biological or chemical weapons. The administration says Russian assertions this week that Ukraine is running chemical and biological weapons labs supported by the United States could be laying the groundwork for such an attack. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable.
The Russian-born conspiracy theory about U.S.-run labs in Ukraine has been picked up by Chinese state-controlled media, and it's spread to online message boards popular with COVID-19 conspiracy theorists and far-right groups in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Rio Tinto on Thursday became the first major mining company to announce it was cutting all ties with Russian businesses. The British Australia miner has previously said it has no operational assets or employees to pull out of Russia or Ukraine. But the move comes as Western firms come under increasing pressure to exit Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on a three-day trip to Poland and Romania to rally NATO allies against Russian aggression. In a meeting with Poland's foreign minister, the vice president says she's traveled there to show support.
There is no question that we stand united as it relates to many issues, the particular issue of Ukraine,
yes,
and what we are prepared to do to defend all of the principles that are integral to us as NATO countries in terms of fighting for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of, in this case, Ukraine.
Her trip is overshadowed by a misunderstanding over Warsaw's offer to make its fleet of Soviet-era fighter jets available to Ukraine. The Biden administration was caught off guard by Poland's public offer Tuesday to donate the MiG-29 jets to the U.S. so they could be transferred to Ukraine. The Pentagon immediately opposed the move, describing it as high risk and untenable. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted to a temporary breakdown in communication with Warsaw. Yoon Suk-yeol was elected South Korea's next president Thursday. Yoon, the standard bearer of the main opposition People Power Party, posted a razor-thin victory over Lee Jae-myung of the ruling Democratic Party, making it South Korea's most closely fought presidential election. The bitter campaign, marked by back-and-forth name-calling and accusations of corruption between the two leading candidates, prompted observers to call the race the unlikable election. American singer-songwriter Lionel Richie was honored in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Here's AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A major honor for a big-name singer-songwriter. There was no shortage of love for Lionel Richie as friends and colleagues in the music world attended a special night in his honor. He received this year's George Gershwin Prize, given out each year by the Library of Congress. Richie, who has had a big string of hits over the decades, got to hear others' takes on those hits during a tribute concert in his honor. Among those paying tribute, Gloria Estefan, Luke Bryant, Chris Stapleton, and Miguel Anthony Anderson hosted. The whole shebang will be aired on May 17th on PBS. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
For more on these or any stories of the day, news of the day, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.